Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. What is a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination? A Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination, sometimes called a NOABD, is a form that your county DMCODS plan uses to tell you when the plan makes a decision about whether or not you will get Medi-Cal SUD treatment services. A Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination is also used to tell you if your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal was not resolved in time, or if you didn't get services within the BHP's timeline standards for providing services. When will I get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination? You will get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination if your BHP or one of the BHP providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal SUD treatment services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria. If your provider thinks you need an SUD service and asks the BHP for approval, but the BHP does not agree and denies your provider's request or changes the type or frequency of service. Most of the time, you will receive a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination before you receive the service, but sometimes the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination will come after you already received the service or while you are receiving the service. If you get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination after you have already received the service, you do not have to pay for the service. If your provider has asked the BHP for approval, but the BHP needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If your BHP does not provide services to you based on the timelines the BHP has set up, call your BHP to find out if the BHP has set up timeline standards. If you file a grievance with the BHP and the BHP does not get back to you with a written decision on your grievance within 90 calendar days, if you file an appeal with the BHP and the BHP does not get back to you with a written decision on your appeal within 30 calendar days, or if you filed an expedited appeal and did not receive a response within 72 hours. Will I always get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination when I don't get the services I want? There are some cases where you may not receive a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. You may still file an appeal with the BHP, or if you have completed the appeal process, you can request a state fair hearing when these things happen. Information on how to file an appeal or request a fair hearing is included in this handbook. Information should also be available in your provider's office. What will the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination tell me? The Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination will tell you what your BHP did that affects you and your ability to get services, the effective date of the decision and the reason the plan made its decision, the state or federal rules the county was following when it made the decision, what your rights are if you do not agree with what the plan did, how to file an appeal with the plan, how to request a state fair hearing, how to request an expedited appeal or an expedited fair hearing, how to get help filing an appeal or requesting a state fair hearing, how long you have to file an appeal or request a state fair hearing, if you are eligible to continue to receive services while you wait for an appeal or state fair hearing decision, when you have to file your appeal or state fair hearing request if you want the services to continue. What should I do when I get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination? When you get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination, you should read all the information on the form carefully. If you don't understand the form, your BHP can help you. You may also ask another person to help you. You can request a continuation of the service that has been discontinued when you submit an appeal or a request for state fair hearing. you must request the continuation of services no later than 10 calendar days after the date the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination was postmarked or personally given to you, or before the effective date of the change.